Half deaf by the time I got home. I played the music so loud in vain, hoping of silencing the voices in my head. I raced every car on the road, hoping that my car would be faster than the thoughts racing through my mind. Today, I discovered a new dimension of the word turmoil. That word never felt as lively as it feels now. I cannot say that I'm hurt. I did not get to know him that well or that long. I'm just angry. This time, my anger is airbrushed with violence. I wanted to slap him. I could feel my hand coming from far away behind my ear, my palm pushing against the fine particles of the air. My slap landing on his face with all the power I had in me. And I could hear the sound of the explosion as my fingers left their mark on his face. I wanted to hurt him, to shake him, to throw him off guard, just as he did to me. As he dropped me off, I jumped out of his car before I did something to regret, before I slapped him. I got in my car, and flashes of our conversations struck me like glimpses of lightning. A silent scream escaped my soul, and a frozen tear lay still between my eyelids. I was gasping for air. Is he a bad guy? Not at all. Is he a nice and sweet man who managed to put me in words? Yeah. He formulated the intricacies, contradictions, sudden turns, dead ends, and block roads of my dark maze. The maze that confused the most avid explorers. Then he encouraged me to just be me. He expressed his sadness that I filtered my words before they fell into his lap, and he gave me all the assuring verbal and nonverbal signs. I landed my heavy loads on him. His face changed, and his mind took over, and that's when his heart stopped beating for me. He told me that he wished I were his wife, but this, my maze, was too advanced for him. I watched the spark die in his eyes, and I felt his soul distancing me. The master of the word was lost for words. Uncomfortable silence, gorgeous smiles, and small talk added to the heavy feeling of loss. My worst fears, yes. No matter how sugar-coated it might be, rejection hurts. It's ironical how that emotional void keeps drawing me within. The deep hole gets deeper with every failed relationship or unfulfilled fantasy. There is no way I could reach into myself and fill it with sand, dust, or love. Most women would fill it with food. Stuff your tummy, hoping that your heart would be full too. It is like an ulcer that eats off your flesh, digs a hole in your guts, and hurts where you cannot heal. Raging voices from the deep void in the center of my body blurred my vision and my thoughts. I sat still, but my crucible was boiling and the rotten steam of my burning guts filled my senses. Were I in his shoes, I would have probably done the same. I fully understand his logic and comprehend his reasons. In me, he saw the reincarnation of the devil, He saw a cute seductress that would replace his faith by an insatiable need for adrenaline. After all, I am the master of mind games. I'm eternally grateful for self-control, pride, and willpower. I gracefully backed off by offering my friendship and announcing that I would take a few steps back. Restlessness was crawling on me. Bugs were numbing my mind, and I wanted to be home alone with my cats and my laptop. We were both sorry for the loss of what could have been a great trip in the human psyche. I had something else to be sorry for. I was sorry for being me, for being real, for being a bit more above the average girl. Now, at this very moment, I wish I were anyone else but who I am now. So what was the drill again? Oh yes, bottle it up, push it down, shove it beneath, and bury it all in the big black box.
Okay, that all the love is here to stay. is going on in the sky.